Welcome to Wine by the Case,
where we uncork legal insights one bottle and today one glass at a time.
My wine is just seems to be getting winier by the moment. So I think you guys can all guess what we have matching t-shirts, which I think are so cute.
Yes.
What we are going to be drinking today. What are we drinking?
We're drinking Prosecco, please. So we are drinking a La Marca, which is an absolutely never fail standby Prosecco that you bring to a housewarming, you bring to a brunch. It's bubbly, it's never bad, it's never great, but the bubbles are good and it's a fabulous mimosa.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, if I'm going to do mimosas, this is my go-to because you don't want to use like an extremely high-end champagne
because you're putting
and then dilute it.
Killing the acid.
Yes. How much is this?
So this is anywhere from $12.99 to $18 depending on when it's on sale because it's always on sale somewhere.
Okay, so usually when we talk about champs or Prosecco, we are celebrating something other than how fabulous we look in our shirts. What are we celebrating today?
We are celebrating the fact that we just got the release of a little information that everyone's been begging for a long time. So cheers on the release of the information.
It is a little bit of information.
It's a little.
And we're talking Epstein stuff. And you may say, what are you celebrating? We are only celebrating the fact that although the files, as everybody knows, have not been released, there has been some release of some information.
And it has been extremely...
It's a doozy.
It's a doozy because...
Came out of left field. I would have never guessed this.
I wouldn't have necessarily guessed it either. But in light of the fact that we've been given hints related to the royal, formerly known as Prince Andrew, I feel like.
But here's what came out, which is crazy. Shocking. And we're going to talk about Sarah, the ex-wife.
Commonly known as Fergie.
Yeah. Because this, I think, is more stunning because all this stuff about Andrew had been circulating and all that's been going on for years.
He paid Virginia Gruff for $12 million.
Right. That's all been going on. So that's kind of like old news. But what has now been released or come out are emails and information about Fergie that, to me, is just astounding. And I'm going to take it away, Chris.
Because I read it and I had to read it like three times because one of the emails that was exchanged between Sarah Ferguson and Jeff Epstein was, "You are my dear, dear friend. I will never use the P word to describe you." Pedophile. And
did she say the word pedophile or just the P word?
She said the P word.
Okay. Well, could be I'll never call you a peanut, a pumpkin, a potato.
Mm-mm. No, because there's another thing where if anybody said I called you a pedophile, I did not.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, she did. Okay. And, you know, you are a beloved member of our family. I'm like, okay, this is after you said you had disassociated from him.
But it gets better. Juicy.
Because
Prosecco.
Yes.
What else? I got to sit back because that.
It's mind-blowing.
That part wasn't so mind-blowing to me.
It was after he got to jail.
This one hit me a little. Come on.
Okay.
This one hit a little more. The second part of that.
Okay. So if I were to call you up and said, Alexis, I just need a little bit of cash. What would you think that number would be?
I think it was small bills, right?
Yeah, just a couple of small bills to cover. And I called and told you that. Would you say, I'd send $500 to you, Chris?
Well, you're a little bougie, so if I just had to pick a number, you say small bills, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say we're in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And you know what, Alexis, I just need a couple bucks, right? I would probably think it would be under 2,000.
Yeah.
Even with your bouginess. Unless we were standing in Chanel.
I was going to say, then it would be.
Saying, if we were like walking around and you're like, I need some
money to cover some small bills. Yeah.
Okay. I got to tell you, you're going to say how much, but I can say if you wouldn't use the word small bills, I probably would have thought maybe you need $100. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I think about electric bills in Florida, they're $600.
Right.
But still.
But tell them the number.
So we have an email from Sarah Ferguson to Jeff Epstein that says, I have a couple of small bills that need to be taken care of. I'm hoping you can send me between 50 and 100,000 US dollars.
50 and 100,000. Okay, I don't know in what world
small bills
the little princess is living in, literally, because there's never a day, and I got to tell you, if there are any of my friends would like to lend me a couple small bills that equate to $150,000. Yeah. Bye-bye, Chris. No, I'm joking. No,
but the way she did it so casually in this email, like, well, again, he's loaded, so what's the difference to him?
Well, in all fairness, everything is relative.
Right,
because, no, everything is relative. But, yes, calling someone up and just casually asking emailing somebody and casually saying, oh, by the way, I'm slightly short on, quote, the best part is, oh, we got to get a shirt that says this, small bills, because that is the best part. I think if she would have just said, can I borrow $50,000 to $100,000, I'm a little short, is different than saying, I'm in need of small bills.
I need to take care of some small
bills. Is that an English term? Somebody comment, is that like an English thing, like a slang, like small bills? I don't know.
I don't think so, because remember, these are the people who are known for the stiff upper lip.
I need some small bills. We need a shirt for that. So, and did he give it to her?
So apparently he did.
And apparently he was giving her money all along. Uh-huh. To the tune of?
I think they said like over $250,000.
Over how long though?
Well, it depends, because when he was in prison, he wasn't giving it to them. But he also had said he was tired of her begging him for money. He's got an email to some associates where he says that about her. But here's the other thing that was shocking to me. And again, we were in Florida at the time that he was in prison and got out of prison, Jeffrey Epstein. And the first people to see him when he was out of prison were Sarah Ferguson and her daughters.
And her daughters, who at the time were approximately how old?
Like 15, 17. They were the exact age of the people he seemed to prey on.
So, you know, what comes to my mind here is, A, why did she think he would give her money? And why was he giving her money? And B, what was there? Because you brought up a point when we had discussed this when it came out initially, that she was not his type.
No.
So what was the reason that he, was it out of the goodness of his heart? But it doesn't seem like he did things out of the goodness of his heart.
I think I'm going to speculate, and I think I'm going to pretty allegedly guesstimate. Yes, allegedly. I mean, think about his,
or in your
his
opinion.
girlfriend, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell. Very upper crust British society, but that ain't royalty. And he always liked the access to the royalty, because again, he had access to all the power people in America, but that's not the same as getting to the King of England. So Fergie was basically selling access to Andrew because he's the prince and she's the divorcee, so she didn't have the title anymore. I think that by giving her the money that he did, which frankly was, you know, pocket change to him, that he thought, okay, I'm keeping
small
some
bills.
Access. Small bills. He was keeping some access to the royal family. And I'm sure his girlfriend, who was, you know, very British, liked having that access as well. I mean, the infamous picture of Andrew with his arm around Virginia Guffrey that he says is altered has Maxwell in the picture. So it's that notion of how do you get access? You sell the access. And Epstein liked the access, but he wasn't getting the excess. So that's why he's kind of not answering her emails at a certain point.
So I agree with you, because there was a podcast, and I don't remember, not a podcast or a post or whatever.
Fergie
and
has
I
a
don't,
podcast, by the way.
Yeah, but I don't remember. And it was the guy on there was allegedly ex CIA. And he was talking about that he thought that he proposed that Epstein was working for one of the governments, and it what he provided as for the government, not necessarily U.S. I think he had thrown out the Mossad in this podcast, was what you're talking about, that he provided or his job assignment for this government. Now, and this is not my theory, and I don't know it's true. This was something I overheard in a pod. Actually, I think it was just a short for a promo for a podcast, was that his job was to infiltrate those different organizations to get information and put people in rooms with certain people, which is what you're talking about. access. And so that does make very, very good sense. Because she never paid him back.
No.
Did she? Did not pay him back.
And right now, of course, the absolute scandal that is, you know.
Wait, has she changed her tune since this came out, or has she gone dark?
Oh, she's kind of gone dark, because then she had that public statement where they didn't support him and they were appalled at his behavior. I'm like, you got an email from a year and a half ago saying, I'll never use the P word for you, my dear friend Jeffrey? Right. So now we've got the, again, Andrew, formerly known as Prince Andrew, because the British people...
Formerly known as the Duke of York. Yeah. Formerly known as...
The British people are not going to call him Prince anymore.
Yeah.
Charles is over it.
Charles is the one, I think, that was pushing it.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Yes.
Who else was she asking money
from? Exactly. And apparently that was one of his comments, was, you know, she just constantly is begging for money.
From everybody.
Yeah, they said she was known to constantly be wanting things like, oh, I'll appear at your event for this fee. You know, and then she made the money on her book, for the children's book.
So she was the original influencer.
I guess so.
She was the original, like, promoter.
Yeah.
I mean, she was. Think about it. If she's charging people to show up at an event, mm-hmm. it would be similar to an influencer, yeah. say, if you want me to post whatever on my mm-hmm. site. Then you're going to pay me XYZ.
Well, and especially with the fact that Charles is already shrinking the monarchy as far as the working royals, and William has said he's going to shrink it even more. And I think that was both of their ways of saying, Andrew is done. Fergie is done.
Well, I think they have a problem. I mean, I don't know enough about the royals, but I think that there is a whole thing. It seems like the Brits do want the royals, but they definitely want them a lot less. They just kind of want them a lot less because they want as a figure, but they don't want the expense of it.
I mean, again, the whole, you know, Harry and Meghan debacle and all of that with, you know, going to do this, going to do that. And then, of course, you know, Queen Elizabeth, who did duty before all else, there'll never be another her. So,
but I think they kept it around because of loyalty, the Brits, because of loyalty to her. But they have done
and
surveys.
And her sacrifices for the country. I mean, right. She absolutely put duty first before anything.
But I think that there's been a change. But they have done surveys, and it seems that the Brits do want to have a king and queen. But like what you're saying, there's a difference between having a king and queen and maybe prince and princesses,
right.
the meaning their kids, and not supporting beyond that.
Right.
You know, beyond the immediate king, queen, and next king, queen.
Well, and especially when there are associates who are nefarious, to say the least, and to deny that there was a relationship, and the emails are coming out, it's just that notion of another reason for Chuck and William.
But okay, I'm not justifying, it's horrible. Pedophiles are horrible. The bottom line is that, and I'm not just talking about British history, we've had child brides even in America. I mean, there are many states, this will surprise a lot of people, that there's not an 18-year-old requirement to get married. Still, a lot of people do not know that. Today, as we sit here, there are many states that you do not have to be 18. You know, there's not that requirement, including Florida, by the way. So, you know, people don't realize that it wasn't so unusual for it to be socially acceptable for much older men to marry and be sexually active with very young, even we're saying 10 years old in the United States. This isn't something that you see on social media today that is happening in foreign, far away third world countries. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people should realize that. But I don't think we need to grade this. This is just kind of a standard, like a nice pair of blue jeans.
Yes.
It is
something that, because you never cheers with an empty glass.
Yeah.
It's bad luck. But it is a just good, solid
go-to. I do think it needs orange juice or pear juice.
I like a little pomegranate.
Pomegranate's good, too. Or a Luxardo cherry.
Oh, now we're talking. Okay. Well, and cheers to the fact that we like getting information.
Yes.
And we like being able to say that learning things, can teach us things not to do.
Or just surprise the heck out of us. Cheers.